Coverage of Boys and Girls State Golf Action on Q92 brought to you by AGP Ag Processing Incorporated, Appleton Area Health Services, Appleton Building Center, Appleton Golf Club, Boris Crop Insurance, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Doug Service and Marine, Erickson Chevrolet, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Greg Thol Electric, Haslin Construction, Heartland Eye Clinic, Heartland Motor Company, Lock Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Lund Implement Company, Madison Bottling Company, Madison Country Club, Madison Dental Clinic, City of Madison. Also brought to you by NB Golf Cars Incorporated, Northern Plains Tiling Madison, Prairie Sun Bank, Pro Image Partners, Todd Patzer, United Prairie Bank, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Whitnable Construction, Zarbach Memorials, Lac Parle Valley School District, Chippewa County Hospital, and Golden Harvest Seeds, Steve Haas.
All right, welcome back to Pebble Creek here in Becker. Paul Ramo reporting on the state golf meet, and we got some great news. The Lac Parle Valley Boys Golf Team, they got medals. They got on the podium. They finished third, tied with Fertile Beltrami, and just a great day. The sun's shining, a little different than yesterday. And Harrison Patzer of the Eagles, Harrison finished second individually, and we got the team here with us. And Harrison, congratulations.
Thanks, Paul.
Well, talk about your round, second place.
Yeah, I played pretty good today. Trying to chase Brett all day, but he's just too solid. But I played good and finished up second.
And you had the low score of the day. You parred the course, I understand.
Yeah, I did. I shot 72, and Brett was the next closest to 73.
All right. What's that feel like for you? This is a tough course, isn't it?
Yeah, it feels pretty good at state. This course isn't easy, especially with all the wind today. It's nice.
So you're a senior going out with two medals around your neck. You got to be happy about that, Harris.
I'm extremely happy.
talk about your game today. What was working for you?
I hit a lot of fairways with my driver. That was, like, just solid. And then I finally got my putter working, so I made some putts, and that helped confidence, and everything seemed to click.
Okay. Pretty nice standing up there holding the trophy.
Yeah, it felt good to be back up there again.
Okay. Congratulations on a great, outstanding career at the Lac Parle Valley.
Thank you.
And Tanner Buffington joins us. Tanner, how'd you do?
I shot an 85.
Okay. And that compared to yesterday?
Yesterday I shot a 93. I kind of had a rough day yesterday, but I was able to come back and shoot an 85, and I'm happy with that.
Okay. That's it. You look pretty good with that medal around your neck.
Yeah, it feels good.
You're taking a lot of pictures.
Yeah.
Talk about your round today.
It was a pretty up and down round. I had a couple holes that weren't good, and some I came back with, and then yeah, it's just a pretty overall good day.
Okay. All right, real good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's Tanner Buffington, and we got Austin Cullip with me. And Austin, you did better than yesterday, huh?
Yeah, I did, by a little bit.
Yeah. Talk about today's round.
I actually got two birdies today, which is normally better than what I do, and I just had like one or two holes that were really bad for my score.
Okay. Now, I understand Adam Conroy got a nice picture of your birdie on one of your birdies.
Yep. There.
Yeah, we're competing with each other today. So did you have a fun day at the state?
Yeah, it was a really nice day today, besides a little bit windy, but that's fine.
You have a lot of family here following you?
Yep, I had a nice big crowd following me the entire day.
Great. Well, congratulations. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep. That's Austin Cullip. Here's Henry Rolfe. Henry, 164 for the tournament, huh?
Yeah, second day was a little rough. You know, the wind was up. You know, putting was a little bit more difficult today. Was a little wet in the morning, you know, when we teed off. They dried out. It's tough to gauge speed.
Yeah, the greens are pretty fast here at Pebble Creek, aren't they?
Yeah, they're pretty quick. And, you know, the main thing is you can't be above the hole. And I did that a couple times today, got in trouble. I didn't hit a lot of fairways, which really, you know, hurts the score a little bit, but you know, we came out, we got it done, and that's all we got it to do.
Yeah, you got it done. You got a nice third place medal around your neck.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to feel, you know, we went home as a team last night. You know, of course we were disappointed, but you know, we sat down, talked with Bessie. We know what we needed to do. We've done this before and we got it done.
All right, congratulations, Henry.
Thank you.
Yep.
I also want to say one thing. You know, congratulations to Community Christian. You know, we've been neck and neck with them all year. They played great, and congratulations to Brett. And you know, they're a great team, and I'm glad I could see them, you know, compete and win.
Yeah, Wilmer Community Christian took first place. Springfield second. Lac Parle Valley and Fertile Butchamy tied for third.
Yep, it was a good round. Thanks.
Yeah, you bet, Henry. And Jordan Jan joins us. Jordan, is this your first year on the team?
It is. Well, for varsity anyways.
Yeah. What was your first year like?
Pretty good, I guess, overall, but today was a little tougher than yesterday, and I don't know. It's a good course, and the greens are really fast, so.
Yeah, what's that like, standing up there on the podium and getting the medal around your neck?
It feels really good. It feels great.
And what grade did you just complete?
Junior year, so I'll be a senior now.
Okay. Any good hits for you today?
Not really. It was all kind of tough, because it was all around, I guess.
Well, that happens some days, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
All right, thanks, Jordan. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Paul.
And let's hit Coach Bessonen here. Coach Bessonen is going to join me here. He's talking with Head Coach Corey Larson of the Blackjacks. Once again, the Lacrosse Valley boys tied for third place. They shot a 676 as a team with Fertile Butchamy. A lot of parents standing around taking pictures, and Coach Bessonen joins me. Congratulations, Barry.
Thank you.
Well, you had fifth place finish last year, third place finish this year.
Yeah, we played a little bit better this year. Everyone played a lot better than we did a year ago, and you know, especially today, coming back from being behind, you know, by 8 shots after yesterday, and you know, everyone responded appropriately and turned out to be a good day.
Yep. Well, let's talk about Harrison Patzer, second place individual behind Brett from Warmo Community Christian. Those two have been battling all year, haven't they?
Yeah, quite a way to close Harrison's career. You know, he's been with us for 6 years and has had a tremendous career, and. And you know, couldn't think of a more deserving way for him to finish. You know, other maybe if he could have won it, but second is great. You know, congratulations, to Brett and CCS. You know, we battled them all year too, and beat them a couple times, and they beat us. And of course, they came down here and they played well enough to win it. And you know, makes the Camden look good with you know, two teams in the top three and 1-2 individually. So, but yeah, Harrison is. You know, we're going to miss him next year. He's had a tremendous career and represented us well. And you know, went on style today.
He sure did. He had the low score of the day. He parred the course of 72.
I was kind of hoping he was going to keep it under par like he had it and really you know, make a statement. But you know, par is still good. And, you know, he's got a nice memory to take with him.
Henry Roth shot better than he did yesterday.
Henry was 83. A couple tough holes, but you know, behind kept things going and played well down the stretch last few holes when we needed it and helped us out.
And Austin Colafee shot 94 yesterday, 91.
Yeah, he was playing well, and he had one really disastrous hole in there on the back nine, and you take that out of there, and you know, he's down 4 or 5 shots better, and you know, so he had about 17 decent holes, and one that kind of got him today, but still got better today and helped us out.
Tanner Buffington?
Tanner always seems like second to the state is Tanner's day, and I think every year he responds, and he did again today, and put up a nice score and helped us out.
And Jordan, Jan, first year on varsity?
Yeah, it was a good experience for Jordan, and glad he could be a part of it, and he got to experience all of this and be a part of a team that took home some hardware and gets to take home a medal, and you know, so a good memory for Jordan.
All right, real good, Barry. Well, we got a lot to talk about on the coaches show Saturday then.
All right,
congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, that's Head Coach Barry Bessonen of the Eagles. Once again, the Eagles third place, tied for third with Fertile Butchamy. They give a trophy to each of them. They don't. There's no tiebreaker or anything like that in golf. Springfield shot a 692 for second place, and your state champion in Class A is Wilmer Community Christian, as Barry mentioned, out of the Camden Conference. They shot a 655 as a team, and that's the boys' results. I do have some other local boys that we cover. Cole Meary shot a 94 today for a 196 total. Nolan Borboom of Mineota, he shot an 83 yesterday and 83 today for a 166. And Jake Wagner of the Canby Lancers shot an 81 yesterday and 89 today. He told me he had a quadruple on the last hole, so it was a tough hole there for Jake on that last hole. He had a 170 for the tournament, Jake Wagner of Canby. And, well, that'll wrap up our broadcast here from Pebble Creek. On the boys' side, the Lacrosse Valley girls, they're fighting for a state championship, and it's close with Bold. They're just coming in on the first nine. Don't have some scores yet, but we will shortly, and then we'll call back with them. So back, Maynard, I'll turn it back to you. Once again, the Lacapoa Valley boys team, third place at state.
Find the solution to all of your communications needs with Federated Telephone. Keep in touch with friends and family with one of their communications packages. Whether it's local telephone, long distance, cable TV,